Oh, calling and saying, "Hey, what's happening here?"
Yeah, just
Well,
trying to do two things
I've
at
never
once.
talked with Kirk, so it would be a pleasure.
Well, Kirk can't hear us because we got the headset on right now, so it's just you
Okay.
and me. But he is sitting in the room. He says hi.
Okay, hi.
So how are things going?
Well, I don't know if Michael shared with you some information that I sent him. He asked me if I could send him my history trading from last month and last 3 months. Things have been going very good. After working a lot, I define my own trading plan, and what was more difficult was to respect this trading plan. And the last time that I talked with Michael, I share with him the strategy that I was following. It was, from my point of view, really simple, but it has been giving me good results. As you know, you keep learning day by day, but I feel much more comfortable with what I'm doing right now. Did Michael send you that
Yeah,
information
he
to
did.
you?
He sent me the information and briefly shared with me what you talked about, but he was really excited for me to try to talk with you when it was convenient for you to work out your time so we could, connect again and see how things were going, because I was more interested in hearing what you had to say rather than what Michael was telling me.
Yeah, okay. Well, basically, I made a lot of changes from 4 or 6 months from on today. Primarily, I keep trading big lot size in each trade.
Well, and
What I
you
was,
have the account size to do that though, which gives you the benefit.
yeah, of course. Well, from my point of view, if you're not planning to make money in this business, I think that it takes too much time for having fun, from my point of view.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you.
That's why I define and I convince myself that this work has to be done correctly and has to give me good results. So I've been working on it, as I told Michael, 4 months ago or maybe 5 months ago. I told there was a mini collapse on my own of how I was doing things, because it became one day where I wasn't sure why I was doing what I was doing. And I told him that I spent almost 3 weeks just watching indicators and trying to understand why the market moves based on indicators. And because of that work, I defined my own training plan. That is basically defined on the 1 hour chart, where I use the inaugural alert
Okay.
plus a fresh male.
Okay.
That's my strong signal of where I should put on trades.
Okay, so basically a launch pad entry.
Launchpad entry, yes.
Awesome.
Basically on 1 hour.
Okay, so that's a 1 hour launch pad. Okay.
Yeah, 1 hour launchpad. And after I have the signal, that is the fresh male plus the North alert, I go down into the 5 minutes. And there's where I play.
Okay.
And the rules that I follow in the 5 minutes, and that I share with Michael, is that I take trades in the direction of the trend defined in the 1 hour based on the indicators that I told you.
Okay.
And I go in any fresh signal, any Mayo signal in the 5 minutes, or any AO signal in the 5 minutes. And what I've been trying to do, and I have to say a lot, but psychologically I haven't been able to follow, is that imagine you take a 12 lots trade.
Okay.
A 12 lot size trade. And what I do after I get in a trade, after I have a fresh May on the 5 minutes, I take 1/3 of the trip of the lots with take profit in 10 pips. Okay.
Okay.
So you take 4 lots on only 10 pips.
Okay.
After that, the second third of the lot size goes off when Mayo cross into the opposite direction of the trend.
Okay.
And the last third of the lot size goes off when the AO goes into the opposite direction. And
so does that mean when it changes color or when it actually crosses the zero line?
When it crosses the zero line.
Okay, all right, okay.
Okay.
Awesome.
And the other important thing is that after the trade wake up, over when it triggers the 10 pips of the third of loss, I move my stop loss of all the trade, of all the trade, into zero.
Okay.
So, if things go wrong, I win only 10 pips over 1/3 of the trade. If things go good, okay, who knows? But after that, if things go wrong, I only win 10 pips. And if the market goes against me, the market would close me with no loss.
Got it. I see how that works. Yeah, that's a great money management strategy as well. I like how you're doing that.
Yeah, that's being confident in you. It's there are different days when the market works very good. Just only taking the profit when the Mayo went over the opposite direction of the zero line, and other times it goes very good over the A. But it depends on the market. You're not going to be able to know what's going to happen. So, as you're telling, I basically my strategy over a very strong money management work. And as I told you, and the strategy of the 1 hour, from my point of view, is a very, very strong signal that almost 90% of the times it's going to give you 10, 20, 30, 50. And the other thing that I'm saying is if I find in a trade 50 pips, I think that size of profit, this is not for me in any trade.
You know, and I see exactly what you're saying, because as I've been doing a lot of my trading, you know, we always want to go for those home runs where it's 100 pips or better, and it's fun when you see those happen.
Yeah.
But generally, in the market on a month-in and month-out basis, a 50-pip run is a pretty decent run.
Yeah.
most of the time. Yeah, for me, that's a home run, because most of the time, that's what you're going to get. Occasionally, you're going to get a really large one. But generally, it's 50 pips or less before you hit a resistance point.
That's why I'm trying to that last third of the lot size, try to respect the keep the trader open until the AO crosses the zero line.
So you're respecting the trend by doing that.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, definitely. I see that. That's
and
a great
other
strategy.
Thing that I use a lot is to when the price bar or when the price return into the higher hot line and the AO is with a strong signal or direction, I'll say, I put up ads on, I add on trades in the same trade.
Oh, okay.
And that thing has worked really good.
Nice.
I don't expect much profit on that add-on, on those add-ons. But if I can get 7 or 10 pips, for me it's enough. And I keep trading the initial trade.
Cool. That sounds really fun. So, and I did see your trade histories. That's phenomenal amounts of money you've been doing and watching those, or at least looking at the history, that's just a phenomenal amount of work.
I've been really happy with the results. There's good days and bad days, but the important thing is that if you see my trading success is over 70, I think that's what is needed. And if you're able to manage your loss, everything else is going up. I think that so. What has been difficult for me is to really learn how to manage the stop loss. But the stop loss, from my point of view, based on the strategy that I have just told you, I've been doing back testing, and if I have closed the wrong trades that I took, based only in a Mayo cross the zero line in the 5 minutes, would be much better results. I know that the 5 minutes it's not very good example, because it's very easy to be kicked out based on this strategy. But what I have seen is that, and the other thing that has been, that for me has been very helpful, is that a trade goes, I hit a trade in the direction of the 1 hour trend, mostly trying to put this trade, when the prices hit the hot line, the higher hot line.
Okay.
Not just going in when the indicators are showing me the signal. I what I have seen is that if you wait for the price to return to the average, that is very logical that these things should happen. That price that what you get in is much more better than hitting the trade when the indicators maybe give you a signal after a big dip or a big going up. I don't know if I'm being.
I think I follow. I think I follow what you mean. So you're finding that you're, instead of waiting for that to give you that angle, you're just taking it based on those initial signals, and it gives you the better move because you're allowing it to actually take the move rather than waiting for the move to hit, to come to fruition first.
Yeah, and the other point is that Michael asked me, hey, but you don't take a look into the 30 minutes or the 4 hours.
That was going to be my next question. Have you tried this in other time frames?
Because of the lot size of my trades, it's very difficult to manage 50 or 80 pips dancing because it's too much money.
Got it. Yeah. So if you were doing smaller lot sizes, would you feel that would be a reasonable opportunity, or do you still feel that the lower time frame, the 5 minute, would be still prime?
For me, it's better because in a larger time perspective, even the 5 minutes is gonna give you the signal in the direction of the higher trends.
Okay.
The higher times. So, from my point of view, if the price is making a retracement, I prefer to get out of the trade and get in maybe 5 or 10 minutes or 30 minutes later, when it gives me a new signal in the direction of the trend of the higher time frame.
Got it.
That's from my point of view.
Okay.
I prefer to make a loss of maybe 5 or 3 or 2 or 10 pips because I don't know if something's going to happen and maybe it's really going to change direction. What happened to me in another occasion was that, okay, the 4 hour was in the one direction, the 1 hour was in the other, everyone was pointed as going to go up, and it went through the other direction. So I'm not able to take a stop loss of 50 pips because market changed direction.
Got it. That makes sense.
From my point of view,
yeah, that makes sense.
I prefer to take 5 or 10 pips and be out of the party, and maybe come back the next day, and see what music is they are playing, so you can get into the dance.
Got it. So let me ask you this: how many trades are you typically taking a day, on any given day? What's your average number of trades taken?
I would say that would be 3.
Okay.
4.
All right. So
if things go the other change that I made 6 months ago from today is that I used to take a bigger lot size, maybe 30 lots of trade. But today what I'm doing is that I'm only taking 10 lots of trade. And if I like the trade, I put more trades, more 10 lots trades in the same direction.
Okay, so you're doing in increments of 10.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, I don't start with 30. I start with 10, and if I like it, okay, I can put in 1, 2, 3 more.
Okay, so what's the average size of trade typically taken overall? Are we looking at 20 pips, 10 pips?
10.
10, okay. 10. So 10's the goal. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, 10's the goal today. What I realize is that if I want to play with a 30 lot size, I need a bigger account from my point of view.
Got it.
Because it's too easy to take a trade that's not going into the direction that you think. So
whether it's going in the direction or not, you're going for 10.
Yeah.
Either 10 loss or 10 win.
Excuse me, you're talking about the lot size?
I'm talking about the actual pips. The pips.
Ah, the pips. No, the pips are going to, as I told you, I'm looking 10 pips for the first third of the trade.
Okay. And then at that point, anything else above that's based on what the market angles or trends are doing. So it could fluctuate.
After that, I try to base on the signals.
Okay. So it could be as little as 5 pips and as many as 50 or better, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, all right. Just kind of get an idea of what we were talking about here. So you're going for the first third is a 10, solid 10, and that's your most highest probable portion of the trade, and then anything else above that's cream.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, got it.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds amazing, Ignacio. I think that's you've really taken this thing and made it your own. I like that.
Yeah, you know, in this business, you read a lot and follow guys, and finally I realized that I respect very much what everybody teach, but finally it's impossible for me to think the same way what you are thinking. So it doesn't matter that you tell if you tell me, okay, Ignacio, we're gonna go long in out on the ceiling. That is true, but it's very difficult after you get in, why you get out. I think that each one of us develops different kind of skills that, well, I'm too rookie still, but I don't feel comfortable to get in a trade if I don't take the decision. Because each one of us, I don't think I take care of it as a sunny or as a cloudy day to get into a trade. I don't know. Each one of us, I think, that manages a lot of information or consider a lot of points before taking a trade. I'm still learning, and I'm sure that I have to follow and much more the indicators that you guys teach, and they are really amazing. Well, as I told you, I base much of my decisions on the indicators and the system that you teach. So I'm really thankful about it.
Well, we're excited to see that you've made it your own, and that's where. If traders can understand that, okay, we've got a system we can share with you, but you have to make it your own. And the people that have actually been very successful have done that. You've done it. Clark does it. Natalie does it. Steve does it. They all have their own style, their own twist, and their purpose to it. You know, I trade differently than Kirk. Kirk trades differently than me, but we all are using the same indicators and playing off the same methodology. Just in our own perspective, from our own perspective, and that's what makes this such a fun game, because everybody can benefit, but doing it their own way. And this is real exciting. I'm glad to hear that it's been so successful for you. This has been exciting for me.
No, I'm really happy. As I told you before, I'm willing to be a full-time trader someday. For me, my goal to doing that is maybe achieving enough money to live comfortable for, I don't know, maybe 2 years. That's my goal that I'm planning to take the decision to just be a full-time trader.
Nice.
And my long-term goal for me could be talking to the wind, achieving 5 million. With 5 million, I think that I could live the rest of my life not working anymore.
Well, you know what? With what you've told me and what I've seen, your track record, if you had the count to do that, I think you'd be you wouldn't have a problem. It sounds exciting to me.
I think that too, and that's what I'm working at it. But it is, at the same time, it's amazing how one day you feel all on top of the wave, and the other day you think that maybe this is not going to happen. But I think that is part of the learning process.
Yeah.
But day by day, I feel much more comfortable. Well, the other thing that I told Michael is that I try to trade primarily between the best time for me to trade. It's between maybe half an hour after the market is open till between 10 a.m. New York time and 1 p.m. That's from my point of view when trends are respect and when you can do intraday trading.
Okay, got it.
I try not to go from one day to another because I don't sleep very well. So
that's a good decision to make, especially with the size of lots you're trading.
Yeah, of course.
You gotta take it off the table so you can know what you have to deal with. You either sleep with the dissatisfaction you lost or sleep with the victory that you won. But don't want to worry about what's it going to do during the night.
Yeah, of course. It's much more comfortable. As you're telling me, I prefer to at the end of the day, close the windows and see if and take what the market has given me or taken me. So, lucky me, I was with two open trades 20 minutes after we start talking, and market went on my favor because I was long in Aussie. No, I was short, and short in euro dollar.
Mm-hmm.
In Aussie dollar, euro dollar. The market went on my favor, and I closed my trades with no profit. I was losing, so I'm happy about it.
But you broke even, and now you can sleep well tonight.
Of course.
Well then, well, you know, I actually had three trades on this morning. Closed one for 54 pips, another one at break even. No, two of them at break even and one at negative five.
Oh, great.
And so for the day, I was up and I felt really good about what I did. And that's sometimes that's what you get. I mean, you get what it's going to give you and you call it a day. And,
yeah, of course.
You know, you're not going to get home right today.
How are you trading? You're willing to achieve, I don't know, if you get 50 or 100 pips a day.
Well, my typical
open trades, you get out or indicators tell you where to get out?
No, I let the indicators tell me when to get out. Mainly what I'm looking for, I look for leg two strategies or setups, okay. And I play the leg two in any time frame I see it, as long as it confirms with the two adjacent time frames. If, for example, let's say I'm looking at the 4 hour and I see that things are starting to turn, I look down into the 1 and 30 minute and I look for my five or my leg two strategy. And sometimes I'm up in the day chart, sometimes I'm up in the week, sometimes I'm in the four, but wherever I see that leg two pattern developing, then I'm timing my entry on the next two lower time frames. And then I take those positions and ride them out in that lower time frame, whatever it is. It has to be a five alarm entry. But what I do with it is I wait for it to come to a support or resistance level, and I usually find that in that lower time frame. Let's say, for example, I'm trading in the 30-minute. I'll actually see it flatten out at a support or resistance level, and that's typically where I start to have been taking my profits lately. Normally what I would do is just jump back up to the 4-hour or the day chart and try to manage it for long-term moves. But what I've found is lately it's not as profitable for me to wait for that. If it's going to go 100 pips, it's going to go real fast. Typically, it goes 30 to 50 pips before it has a break and takes a rest. And so I take profit at those rests and then look for re-entry points along the way. Some of them I get, some of them I don't. It just depends on when they're going to go and what time of day and where I'm at in my activities for the day. But my initial trades, I'm taking between 30 and 50 pips per trade, and I'll average 4 to 5 trades most days. Some days I'm actually up as many as 12, 13 trades. at a time. But
12 or 13 trades.
Yeah, but I'm not trading as many lot sizes or as many lots as you're trading. So I'm trading.
No, but it doesn't matter. But you have to take a look to 30 trades.
Yeah, and not all of them pan out at the 30 to 50 range. Some of them start to slow down at 20. And if I see them slow down, I drop down to like the 5-minute and 15-minute to see if they are flatlining or turning around, and I'll close them right on the spot. So out of the, let's say I'm in, you know, 5 trades, 3 of them, 3 to 4 typically go to my 30 to 50 pip range if I've entered the trade at the right signal. And then the others go maybe 25, 20 pip range, sometimes only 15. But if I see them flattening out at all, I close them and take the profit while I have it. Because if I don't and I wait, then I have to suffer the drawdown and wait for it to come back into line on that larger time frame, which inevitably it's going to, if the trend is sound, it'll go back my direction, but I'd rather get out of the position, wait for a re-entry, and get in fresh so I've taken profit off the table. And that's worked for me pretty well the last several months. So that's what I've been doing lately instead of waiting
and
for the big home runs.
Which time frame gives you the green light?
The green light's typically the 1 hour or 30 minute, depending upon if I'm in the 4 hour or the day chart when I find my signal starting to develop. So if I'm in the day chart and I see the leg two starting to develop, I'll usually find it in the 1 hour. If I'm in the 4 hour, it could be either the 1 hour or the 30 minute.
Okay.
So.
Great.
That's awesome. So let me ask you this with the psychology of the trading that you deal with. I mean, you're dealing with some serious money here. How do you emotionally handle the drawdowns? What have you done to create safe zones for you emotionally so that you can handle that stress?
As I told you, is the 5 minutes.
Okay, so you, basically it is the time frame. The 5 minute time frame is your emotional net.
Yeah, the point is that if I take a trade going north, and the 5 minutes give me a signal that it's going south, I'm out of it.
Got it.
So from that, taking this strategy, the point is that it doesn't matter if I have to get out 10 times, not winning a cent, or maybe just losing smaller pips,
mm-hmm.
but. What is good of this strategy is that if I really disrespect it, it is impossible to get killed.
Mm-hmm.
If I have a success trading ratio over 70%, it is impossible that things not working good. I take trades. 70% of the times, I'm gonna do it in the good direction, and the other 30% are not. So I tried that other 30%, try to close it as smaller as I can.
Mm, got it. So
that's my basically the strategy.
So you've allowed yourself to trust your strategy and live with the consequences.
Yes.
Awesome. Awesome.
If I left open trade waiting for a longer time frame to give me a signal to get out, because of the size of the loss that I'm trading, there's no way to survive, in my point of view. Because if I go out based on 30 minutes, because it gave me, I don't know, maybe the AO went over the zero line, maybe that signal is going to happen 30, 40 pips against me, or 30 pips, 50 pips, I don't know. That's what I, from my strategy, that's why I went down into the 5 minutes. But don't forget that I'm always taking the trade based on the 1 hour normal alert plus the main. And what I try to do at the same time is that if I, maybe you can make a back test after that. If you take any pair and you see what I'm telling you is that a fresh mayo in the 1 hour plus a narwhal alert, it really have very good results. And if the price goes against this information, I try to place a trade in the direction of these indicators, even though it goes over the prices that the trend that is showing me. And it is a very successful trade from my point of view, because in 2 or 3 hours, 90% of the time goes in the direction of the signals in the 1 hour.
Nice. Yeah, I like that. I really like what you've done with it.
Just as Michael told me, the good thing is that I am absolutely convinced of my strategy, and I'm following it. So I think that is the bigger thing that I've been doing today. 6 months ago for today.
That's nice. Well, I'm really, really excited for you. I think this is great to hear. I'm just glad to see that your success has been as big as it has been. That's just awesome. I'm really, really excited for you. I'm happy for you.
Oh, thank you.
Now, I got a question for you. What Kirk and I are trying to work out some angles where we can actually work with some of our more successful traders and have them do some team trading with us. Now, I talked with you a little bit briefly, back the last time we talked, which I don't know, several months ago. But I think we've got a different approach. I wanted to run this past you and see what you think. Because what we're interested in being able to do is, and I worked with Natalie on this concept, and it works really nice. She found some software that what you do is you set it on your platform on the account you're trading normally, right? So it'd be on your live account. And what you do is you send those same trades through the software. So you're not doing anything different with your day. The software actually mimics what you do. But what it does is it sets it up on it will place the trade automatically. When you pull the trigger on your trade, it will place the trade on another account, either on your system or somewhere else. And Natalie and
this is similar the master account that we talked
about. Yeah, but it's a little bit different because this doesn't require any fees to have to maintain that account.
Okay.
And so what it does and what we're interested in doing with those that want to do this with us is it would help us to not only see what you're doing to better understand how you're trading and to work with you as far as, okay, I know when Ignacio trades, and if I see something that meets his criteria, I'll pass it on his direction. He can do what he wants with it, whatever. You know, so we can do team trading and helping each other out when we see stuff just by seeing the account growing and what's going on inside it. But what Kirk and I want to be able to do is eventually, once we're comfortable with what we see, we open up a live account with our own money and attach it to that same master. And then we pay you a percentage of what that account makes every month. And there's no liability you have to worry about on your end as far as that's concerned. But what it would give us a chance to do is to help not only you, but help us in being able to see more trades and trade different styles as a trading team. And you don't have to communicate with anybody. You don't have to. You know, there's none of this, you know, having a team working with you, that kind of stuff that we had talked about earlier. It's just strictly Ignacio does what he likes to do and what he does good at, and the account automatically mimics what you do. Now, the thing is we can set up the mimic account to have various different lot sizes. So if we wanted it to not be as aggressive as you are doing it, we could set it up at smaller lot sizes or adjust it accordingly to the size of account that we open up. And just want to throw that out as an opportunity for you to see what you think.
No, it sounds interesting. And this software, what happened if I close or I put a or if I put a stop loss, it do the same?
Well, it mimics it. Whatever you do on your trade, it mimics on this other account.
Even put in stop losses. Or
yep, everything. That you, yep, everything or? You would do. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it manages the trade exactly as if you were managing it. The only thing that's different is that you could adjust the lot sizes, you could adjust, you can minimize it down to certain currency pairs. You know, there's a lot of different features you can put on it. If you want it to close at a certain pip size or pip count, you can make certain adjustments with it. Or you can just let it run as you trade normally. It's totally up to you. But anyway, it's just something to think about. We want to run it past you. And we'd like to be able to, on the flip side of that, if you wanted to diversify a little bit and throw some money into a separate account, and we attach our trading strategy to that account, and just goes, you know, back the other direction. So it's up to you how you want to do it. We want to be as flexible with our seasoned, experienced and successful students as we can be, because we want to make an environment where the, successful traders can feel like they can benefit and diversify a little bit.
But to understand is that you open a particular account following my trades, or you're making a master account where every successful trade, maybe Natalie or you and me, are doing good trades, goes into a big own account that it works like a mutual fund where everybody puts their, I don't know, number of quotes, or I don't know, maybe I put 10, you put 5, another one put 20, and everybody trades over this account, or...
We don't necessarily know if that will work because of the different trading styles. Mm-hmm. We're open to discussing it with the active traders, what they would like to do. If they'd like to open up some type of a joint account like that, we could play with that idea. I'm open to that. But initially what we would do is just have, for example, I have an account open with Natalie and she and I team trade it. But we trade very similar in our style. And so we do really well in that account. Another person that I team trade with a little bit, and we're just barely getting back into it. He had to take a little bit of time away from it, but he's getting back into trading, is Peter Inger from New Zealand. Mm-hmm. He trades similar to the way I do, but not as aggressive as Natalie. And so he's going for a certain number of pips. So we will be doing some team trading together in a separate account. And then another individual that I'm going to be working with is Clark, excuse me. And because he trades differently than I do, what I'm doing is picking certain trades that I know fit the criteria that he trades, and I'll trade with him in this manner. And if you wanted to do it with me, I would do the same thing with you. And they'd all be separate accounts at this point, but each person, their involvement with that team share or that trade share software would just be able to maximize on their effort and be able to receive a kickback off of that account for just having that trade share software attached. So nothing they're doing changes. So you don't have to, you know, stop what you're doing with one account and toggle to a different one or go to a different computer. It's all just done by the click of your buttons doing your regular routine. But it just gives you an opportunity to get a few extra dollars in the coffers at the end of the month when we pay out the dividends each month. So just something to think about there. But, yeah, if people are interested in opening up a group event, a group account, we could trade it as a group and make it work. And the reason I say that hesitantly is because I tried to do that with Clark and Natalie and Steve and Peter and Debbie last fall, and it didn't work. And it's because everybody was trading different styles. We had different patterns and different the things we were following, and so the account, it didn't really drop really drastically, but it kind of dropped to a certain point and then flatlined, and we didn't have any growth or any loss at all. We were just canceling out each other's trades because we were trading different styles. So if we were to open up some kind of a mutual account as a organization and set up an entity that we all have shares in, we'd have to make sure that those people in that particular account, that joint account, would have the similar type trading style, which by having you work through this system with us, it actually helps us to fine tune what you're doing and be able to share it with other people so they can learn how to do it. And if anybody that rises to the top, the cream rises, right? We could invite them into that and say, okay, if you'd like to be a part of this particular joint venture, you can put in your shares and trade accordingly with this particular trading style in mind, and then everybody benefits that's involved. So there's ideas. I mean, I am totally open, and Kirk's totally open to all kinds of creativity. That's what makes the world turn, is the creative thought.
Make a mind of it.
Okay.
And I'll let you know. Okay. So, it sounds very interesting.
Okay.
Yeah, the things that I think at my pillow is that I would like in the long future maybe find some investors, I don't know how to say it, people that put money in the account.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if I'm good doing what I'm doing, and if I'm able to, I don't know, maybe get profit off, from my point of view, you have to be able to get profit of maybe, I don't know, one, two, or three times a year, I think.
Yeah, definitely. You'd want to maintain the account for a certain period of time, and maybe only pull out quarterly, or biannually, or something, or semiannually, or whatever.
I think if in the long future, if I don't know if I've been able to create an account with, I don't know, think big, maybe 10, 20. Or $50 million. Where do you trade this type of account?
That's a really good question, because most traders that we work with don't even trade with $20,000.
With Interbank.
Yeah.
If I put $1 million or maybe $5 million, I'm not going to put 10 trade of 30 lots each one. Yeah. But at the same time, I don't know what happened with the market. If you put a 300 lot trade, or maybe that's why the market sometimes make jumps of 30 or 50 pips.
Yeah, you got to be cautious with that, because brokers and banks start flagging accounts that are trading over. What is it, Kirk? Yeah, over 50 lots?
I'm
standard lots.
I have lived this.
Check the broker
for.
Oh,
because
standard lots at a time.
A little month ago, I traded 40 lot size, and I was killed.
Oh, that's right. I remember you telling me about that.
Yeah. Oh, you are able to trade with no problems till 30 lots.
Okay. So let me tell you this. Yeah, Kirk was saying the same thing. If you were to take this same TradeShare software, you could have the same amount of capital you're working with, but just have it split up into smaller accounts
with different brokers,
and then you could trade it with this. Then you could trade up to 5 accounts with this software without any problems, and manage all 5 of those accounts doing the same thing, and have smaller lot sizes. I think that's probably the best way to do it. But you have to have that master account working for you so that you can do those multiple trades. The other issue you run into, though, is if they're all trading identical, you'd have to put, I think you can on this software, I'd have to verify this, but I think you can put like a time lapse so it staggers them slightly so they're not happening at the exact same moment. One might close a half a second before the other one or 2 seconds or something, so it staggers a little bit so that the market can actually compensate for those trades being placed and they can be filled. But there's just a few things that we'd want to experiment with for sure to find out where those thresholds are.
Of course. Yeah, because a lot of months ago I was thinking, if you're able to find 5 or 10 clients that are able to put maybe $1 million each, and you agree with them that you can take maybe, I don't know, 20% of the profit or 30% of the profit.
Yeah.
Were you able to trade an account of this site? This is something that maybe we're going to solve 5 years from today, but these are some things that I used to think so. After I am absolutely convinced that I'm doing very good what I do.
Got it. That makes sense. Yeah, I like the thought process. I'd like to explore those ideas and see what we could do to develop a process for that to happen. I think it'd be great.
Okay, that's a lot of life of trading for us. On these days, I'm very happy that I'm much more comfortable with what I'm doing. I'm finally having the results. And from my next goal is to become a full-time trader, and for that I have to achieve 2 years income. So that's my next profit.
Do you have a target date as to when you want that to happen? Have you actually written that down? Do you say, okay, by the year 2014 or 2015, or are you you're just basing it on the capital gains you have, or the capital?
I'm basing it on the capital.
Okay. So you said that you were wanting a certain number.
Life is money, man. So
yeah, that's true.
It doesn't matter if it takes. Maybe if it happens in a month, okay, maybe next month we're going to say, yeah, I'm ready, I'm full to pay. I don't know what's going to happen.
No, I understand that. I understand that, because we could all say, yeah, by this date I'm going to do this, but you're right. You know, life is money, and we measure it by that.
Yeah. My strategy today is to try to achieve, from my point of view, $4,000 a day.
Okay.
$4,000 a day, it's 40 pips. On a 10 lot size trade.
Not a bad deal. Not a bad deal at all. Especially with the way you told me you're doing it.
Yeah. In theoretically, it's easy to achieve it, but I haven't been able yet. But 4,000 a month, those are 80,000 a month. I think that I can do much more than that. My goal will be maybe 100, 120 a month, because that is based on a 10-lot size. But when the account starts to grow, I will start to increase the lot size too. So I'm trying to maybe in a couple or 6 months from today, to increase these lot size into 15 or 20.
Got it.
And if I do that and things keep working in the same row, that will be enough for making maybe 100 a month. I don't know. That's my goal in this period. So.
Nice. Well, that sounds like a pretty doable thing based on what you told me. And the track record I've seen so far, the history was amazing. Pretty cool. Pretty cool stuff.
Yep.
Awesome.
Okay, yeah. Well, thanks for your time.
Well, you betcha. Appreciate you calling, or let me call you and talk with you about this. I'm pretty excited for you. Say hi to your wife and kids for me and give my best.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, take care.
Keep in touch.
Oh, wait, we will. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.